Welcome to the Energetic Tarot Podcast, a podcast that helps you connect with the energy of the cards, read more intuitively, and create a more connected practice overall. I'm your host, Kat Crawford, a UK-based energetic tarot reader and tutor, helping you read more objectively for yourself and use your cards for ultimate self-care. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Energetic Tarot Podcast. This week we have a listener letter episode. So if you have never heard a listener letter episode before, because they are fairly new, I think I've done about two or three so far, I ask you guys to send me letters about something that you are confused about in just life. A lot of people tend to send me kind of their personal problems, situations that they want help and guidance with. I also accept any tarot questions, anything you kind of want to work through with the tarot specifically. But this segment is essentially a place where we can all come together and find clarity. So not only does the person writing the letter pretty much get a free tarot reading, but if you listen to the listener letter and you're like, I am going through something very similar, then this could be the perfect episode for you because it'll be like your own little tarot reading. So yeah, if you want to submit a letter, you can do on the Energetic Tarot website. So it's energetictarot.co.uk, or there is a link in the show notes down below as well if you want to fill in a form, or you can email me. There is many, many ways. You can just email me at kat@energetictarot.co.uk and just say, hey, I have a letter that I would like answering, please. And then I go, okay, and we do an episode. So that is what we're doing today. And today's letter is from Shanai. And so we're going to be going through this wonderful letter from Shanai, who has emailed me not a long time ago, but it's been a while. So I'm sorry, Shanai, this has taken me quite a while to get around to. But hopefully you will find it helpful. So to start us off, before we get stuck into the details of it, let's hear what Shanai has to say. So they say, over the past years, I've worked very hard on myself, which has also meant letting go of toxic jobs, keeping distance from unhealthy family members, and cutting the cord with certain friendships. I know growth is good. It's amazing. But sometimes I'm reminiscing about the past because everything back then was easier, in quotes. Lately, I feel disconnected to certain people. It's so weird because I'm a very social person, so Gemini of me. But I also cherish my alone time. I'm a Gemini Cancer cusp. Right now, I'm somehow very out of balance in truly enjoying the company of others and social gatherings. This makes me really wonder what I can do to get that social spark back. Because I truly believe in the saying, if you're good, everyone around you is good. And that's basically me in a nutshell. Thanks for taking the story into consideration and best of luck with your podcast. Love, Shanai. So first of all, thank you very much, Shanai, for sending me your letter and basically sharing your entire life with us. That's amazing. And thank you for letting me use your name and being brave enough to use your name. I have picked out a couple of things from this that I want to quickly chat about. So the first, I always split these letters into kind of sections. So we have the event, the problem or the cusp of the situation, and then we have the goal. So the event is kind of like the catalyst of it all. For you, it is letting go of toxic jobs, keeping distance from unhealthy family members, and cutting the cord with certain friendships. So some of the things that I've highlighted in this are keywords like letting go, keeping distance, cutting the cord. All of these things are all about clearing out. They're all about contraction and really getting rid of the stuff that you're not vibing with, that is not healthy for you, that is not good for your well-being. All of that is getting cut out, and that's fantastic and it's amazing and wonderful and good for you. However, something that I noticed about that as well is that you're using all of these kind of contractual words of letting go and keeping distance and cutting the cord. And then you go on to say, I know growth is good, but sometimes I'm reminiscing about the past. And what I would say is that don't mistake making space for growth, because they are two different things. Making space comes before growth. So you've talked a lot about how you've made the space in your life, but this could be something that you just left out the letter, so I can only go off what you've put in your letter. But there's nothing about what is next. What have you done after you've let go of toxic jobs? Did you replace them with better jobs, better kind of projects that you wanted to work on? Keeping distance from unhealthy family members, great, highly recommend. Did you then create more of a relationship with the family members that you have that are potentially, you know, more understanding, that you relate to more, that you have a better relationship? Did you up your time with those people, and did you create a new connection with those people, or did you just cut out unhealthy family members and then have done with it? And again, cutting the cord with certain friendships, fantastic, highly recommend again. But did you then replace those friendships with better friendships? Did you create healthier and stronger relationships with other friends, or find new friendships that you can lean on that would replace those things? So it's all fantastic, kind of doing that clear out and really taking out all of that stuff that just is dragging you down and weighing you and keeping you in a place that isn't healthy and that doesn't feel good. But then if we do that, we then have to replace that. We have to find a way to replenish that energy, because even though it's not good energy, it's not like positive yay energy, it's still energy. So it kind of gives us that momentum. So we've got that kind of motor running. So if we take that away, everything slows right down. And that can be a great thing, because it gives you time to stop and reflect and think about things. But as you have said, kind of going forwards, you're now struggling to get that social momentum going again. So a lot of what you have cut out sits in that social basic need of us needing to connect with others and be social animals and kind of talk to other people. You've let go of toxic jobs. Okay, so I'm assuming that those jobs had people in it and that you were connecting with those people day to day, even if it was like negative or it was draining your energy, you still had that one-on-one socialization there. Distance from unhealthy family members, again, that's very rooted in that social aspect of having that communication and that social interaction. Cutting the cord with certain friendships, again, social interaction. So you've really dug out a huge amount of stuff in the social part of your life, in the social area. So you've dug this massive, massive big hole, taken all that bad stuff out, and now what you want to be trying to do is fill that hole back up, but with more positive and nice, wonderful things. So one of the reasons why everything back then might have seemed like, in quotes, you've said in quotes, easier, is because you just had that momentum. You just had that kind of autopilot. So everything seemed easier, even if it didn't feel great. It came about easier because you had that momentum going. And now you slowed it all down. It's all about just taking tiny little baby steps to get that kind of momentum going again. So that's really the event section. Now we have the actual issue, and the issue is this feeling of disconnect. You say to certain people, so I don't know. I don't have enough context around that to be able to say much about kind of what that disconnect may be or where it may be rooted. But you do say it's so weird because I'm a very social person, but you also cherish your alone time. You feel very out of balance in terms of enjoying the company of other people and being in social gatherings. So you've talked about previously cutting the cord with certain friendships, and now you're facing this disconnect to certain people. So what I would say about that is maybe have a think about if there's anything about those people that you've referenced in being disconnected to. Is there any relation to those people that you've cut the cord with? So do they have similar personality traits? Do they remind you of those people? Are they still doing something, or are they still acting or behaving in a way that brings up how you felt with those people who you cut the cord with? So I'm just riffing here because I don't have that much detail, but definitely something to think about. And you say you also cherish your alone time. Love that for you. Feeling very out of balance. So maybe it is a case of that you just need to make time for that alone time. Maybe this is just like a chapter that you're currently going through. And I think you haven't specified technically what it is making you feel like. You just feel out of balance. And so maybe it is a case of trying to find people who rebalance you. So maybe it's not necessarily that you're out of balance. Maybe it's just that what you have available to you is not what you're needing right now. So if you are looking for more of that kind of social side, maybe the social spaces that you have available to you or that you're used to aren't right for you right now. They're not going to give you what you need right now. So the trick is to find out what that thing is. What is it that you need? What is it that is being caused by this imbalance? So when we have an imbalance, it creates symptoms, it creates some sort of effect. So not knowing what that effect is, it's very difficult to figure out how to regain that balance and be able to kind of balance the scales a little bit. So what I will do now is I will shuffle the cards and I'll pull five. And then what I will do is do a five card spread. And the five positions in the spread are the past, present, and future cards. Then we have conflict and resolution. So we get to cover all bases and really see what is happening in all of these different areas. So I'm going to grab my cards, give them a shuffle, and I'll be right back. Okay, we have our five cards for Shanai or anyone who is going through something similar. And let's just get started, shall we? So in the past position, we have one of two major arcana cards. So something I want to point out for this reading is that we essentially have a bookend of major arcana cards. So we're going through one big archetypal situation, event, environment, and we are ending in another one. The past card is the Hierophant. Now, the Hierophant is one of those cards that I always find really difficult to interpret or to like sum up, very much like the High Priestess card. I just really struggle to put a pin in exactly what it means, like the one core meaning of the Hierophant. What I have done recently is I can't remember actually where I read it, or I think it might have been on a podcast, but they were talking about changing the meaning of the Hierophant, because traditionally it is a religious card. It is a religious head of state, the figure, it's a bishop, it is the kind of priest figure. Now in more modern tellings of the tarot, it's more about being able to challenge beliefs, specifically your own learned beliefs. So with this being in the past card and everything that you've said, let me just double check, get your letter back up. So everything you have said about letting go of toxic jobs and keeping distance from unhealthy family members, cutting cords, all of that is that Hierophant work that you've been doing. So you've been relearning what your life looks like without these people in it. I'm imagining unhealthy family members are maybe family members that don't share your beliefs or your core values or your ethical kind of stance on things. Maybe the same thing with certain friendships. They just don't have the same values as you, and so you've cut them out. Whatever it may be, it's that relearning of, actually, no, I know what I stand for. I want to live my life in a way that really pushes that and that roots down into that, so that I can act and live in a way that feels best for me. And so all of this work is that Hierophant. We're really digging down into relearning things that maybe we have grown up believing, or that we have just adopted by osmosis, by being in certain friendship groups and things like that. So really just finding your own and knowing where you stand, what that means, where your values are, and all of that. So with that in mind, we're kind of coming into this present day where we have the Ace of Cups. So the Ace of Cups is the gift of, well, it's the gift of water. So this opportunity within the emotional realm, within the kind of heart space, to really figure out what we want. What is it that we need? So we were talking about before, when I was kind of going through the letter, about all of this contraction that has happened, this cutting out, this creating space. And you've done all of this with the Hierophant, and now you have this Ace of Cups that's coming in to your present day, so what you're going through right now. So this Ace of Cups is really here to say, think about how you want to refill your cup. How is it that you, like, what things do you do that really make you feel supported, that make you feel seen, that make you feel good within yourself? And with the Ace of Cups, really looking at what is happening around you, what you have access to, what's been going on, and how does that relate to the Ace of Cups? How does that refill your cup? So feeling disconnected to certain people, maybe those people, like I said before, aren't giving you what you really need right now. And so maybe, and it's not saying that you cut those people out like you did previously, it just might be that that group of people are not giving you what you specifically need right now. And so there's something subconsciously that's creating this resistance to socializing with these people. And so maybe it is a case of having a look outside of the group that you have already, outside this little bubble that you have, and finding people that you can talk to that maybe understand all this Hierophant stuff that you've been going through. So could you find other people who are interested in tarot or that are interested in spirituality, whether it be in person or it be online? Are there any groups that you can join where you can start to take those baby steps to connecting and socializing with other people, but without any real pressure to show up? So something that I would say, especially after the pandemic, I was a very, very sociable person before the pandemic. And then my world got very, very small, like everybody's did. And trying to get that momentum back up again and socialize again has been a really long process, because the way that I was socializing before is no longer a way that I feel, I don't know, that I get much out of it anymore. Like if I socialize in the same way I did before the pandemic, first of all, my liver would be destroyed. Secondly, I wouldn't get what I needed out of it now. This is very hard for me to put into words. So the person that I am today wouldn't get the same out of those social situations that person that I was previously got out of those situations. So instead, you have to take those baby steps to try and find your people, find what people you do connect with and which people do make you feel excited about socializing again and make you really feel like you want to connect with others and reach out to others and finding those new ways of doing that. And it'll be a case of all of this work that you've done in this Hierophant kind of position, all of that work is telling you how you can do that. It's just that you're not kind of leaving yourself open to accepting things that are maybe a little bit different or are outside of your comfort zone, or, you know, they're just not something that you are technically really that comfortable with or that knowledgeable about. So you did say you sometimes reminisce about the past because everything back then was easier. It will be easier because it will have been what you knew. So we're kind of going back to that Hierophant of those beliefs that you had that you've now kind of got rid of and you've cut the cord on. So when you say easier, was it actually easier if your well-being was suffering, or was it just that it was something that you knew that felt comfortable because you knew how to navigate those social spaces, you knew how to navigate unhealthy family members, or you knew how to navigate your way around those toxic jobs, even if they didn't make you feel good, you knew where to step, you knew where to place your foot, you knew where to put your hand, you knew how to get around those places. So it's not necessarily easier, it's just more comfortable. And one of the reasons why all of this stuff in the past would feel easier is because it was before this Hierophant position where you stopped and said, actually, none of this is how I want it to be. None of this is how I want to live my life. It's not who I am. It goes against my values, my morals, my ethics, or all of this. So it's not necessarily an easier way of living. It's just that kind of like Stockholm syndrome. You're in it for so long that you just kind of accept it and you go through it on autopilot. And now you've taken autopilot off and you're much more conscious and much more aware of what's going on. And so all of a sudden it doesn't feel easier because now you have full autonomy. Now you have control over where you put your energy and how much of energy you put into certain areas and give to certain people. Oh, okay. Let's that felt very intense. Let's move on to the future card, or the kind of possibilities card. So this is the King of Wands. So this card tends to tell us possible ways that we can solve that obstacle that we're kind of going through. So at the moment, your obstacle is not having that spark to get back to socializing and really connecting with other people. So King of Wands, Air of Fire, really looking at what your passions are, what kind of things take up the space in your head. So what do you think about a lot? What ideas do you have? What kind of interests do you have? How do you pursue them? And are there any gaps in kind of your hobbies, your passions? Where is it that you aren't really diving into it? So like I was saying with the Ace of Cups and finding those groups and those people that you can really connect with and socialize with, this is where you have to be not strict with yourself, but have to embody your power a lot more. So you have to find a way to be comfortable with your passions and your interests and then say, okay, well, I'm interested in this, so I want to find other people that are interested in this. Or I'm really passionate about this and I want to do something within this space. How do I do that? How do I find people to help me do that? So it could be a case of that you just choose one passion or want something that you're interested in, that you're really interested in at the moment, and finding groups and communities that are related to that. Because then, and Facebook is really good for this. So if you have Facebook groups and stuff, there are so many Facebook groups, like for every interest. It's insane how niche an interest can be. If you can find a Facebook community or some sort of online community where you can kind of dip your toe in, so there's no pressure to show up to anything or go to an event or anything like that, but you can find that community and kind of test the waters a little bit, see how things feel. Because I think when we say socializing, we think of like going to a party, or we think of, you know, meeting up with someone for coffee or whatever it is. And that obviously is socializing, but you can also do it digitally. And I think we should never look down on digital socializing, because for a lot of people, especially people who have gone through a big life change, or they find it very hard to socialize with people, or they are very introverted, finding those online communities can be essential to getting the ball rolling. And from your letter, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you've cut out so much stuff that the momentum of everything has just slowed right down. And now it's just about taking those tiny steps to get things going again and get things moving again. So really embodying that King of Wands, really looking for those communities, those groups where you can get involved, and then use that safety that comes with doing this digitally and doing this online, where you have the ability to like turn off if it gets too much, or you have the ability to go all in if you want to, or you can pull back as much as you want to. There's a lot more freedom. There's a lot less expectation from other people, from the environment, from yourself. So it's a really nice way to just get things started again and kind of get yourself used to socializing and having those conversations again. And then looking at the final two cards. So we have our conflict card and we have our resolution. The conflict card is the Knight of Cups. Our resolution card is the Tower. So like I said, we're kind of bookended by these two major arcana cards. The conflict, so if I put the Knight of Cups and the King of Wands, which are side by side, together, the two figures are essentially facing away from each other. So we've talked about the King of Wands, how we want to find that passion and just kind of find ways to communicate and use that passion as a vessel in order to kind of recreate that emotional social connection. But the conflict is the Knight of Cups. So this fire of water, this deep emotional, maybe even subconscious space that maybe needs a bit of work, that it could be a case of you have gone through some things in the past that mean that this passion that you have is maybe something that you find very hard to fully commit to or fully communicate and be very open about. Maybe it's something that feels very personal to you, and really trying to not take it, not too seriously, but not take it so personally. So when it comes to finding these online spaces like we were talking about, really finding a way to protect yourself emotionally, so not taking things to heart, being able to have the intellect and the instincts and the intuition to know when to pull back, when you need that space, when you need that alone time, but also to really just hold yourself in your passions and be able to say, look, I'm really interested in this. This group of people are really interested in this. We can connect. I can be safe with these people. And in a lot of ways, kind of learning to trust people again and to trust that there are people out there that you can connect with and that they're not going to let you down in any way, or they're not going to make you an outsider in any way. And really just learning to trust yourself in that you will know when an environment is for you and when it's not for you. Because you've done all of this work in the Hierophant, so you've already rebuilt these beliefs, you've already cut out all of the stuff that was not working for you, that wasn't helping you in any way. So you've already done all of this work. So really now it's just about learning to trust that all the work that you've done has been for the best, and that you can lean on all of that stuff that you've done and find a confidence in it so that it can drive you forwards to find those new connections and those new spaces where you do feel more accepted and you feel like you belong a little bit more. And then finally, we have our resolution, and it is the Tower. So we've come from a place of the Hierophant, of this relearning beliefs, relearning what we stand for, what we want to stand for, and burning it all to the ground. So we have the resolution. So you've done a lot of the burning already, which is fantastic. But now it's really assessing, after all that stuff that you've done, after all of that letting go and cutting cords with people and all of that, what is left? And knowing what you have left, what is left over that is stable, what is it that you want to continue carrying forward with you? So when you say you feel disconnected to certain people, could it be that they are not necessarily the types of people or the group of people that are going to propel you forward? Maybe they are more of a stable, sturdy place to return to, but it's not necessarily, they're not people that you can grow with, or they're not people that are going to encourage or support you to grow. Obviously, that is a complete assumption. Like, I don't know these people. And the way you say certain people just makes me think that there's something else there, maybe in the foundations of the relationships you have with those people, that still maybe subconsciously to you feels a little bit rocky, feels like there are some cracks maybe that need to be smoothed over. And once you can identify that and work on that, that's when you'll start to feel a bit more like you want to be more sociable, Like, you feel capable of being more sociable. You feel safe to be more sociable. But also just trusting that, you know, when it comes to the Tower as a resolution, and especially against that Knight of Cups that we've got as well, these two cards together really say to me that there is a lot of trust that needs to be rebuilt. I would say whether it's with others or even just the idea of other people and trusting other people and having those relationships and really learning to trust yourself, learning to trust in the work that you've done, that everything that you have, you know, when we work with the Tower, we talk about destruction and burning things to the ground. So everything that you have destroyed and clipped away and burnt to the ground, all of that stuff was valid. All of that work you did was valid. And to not second guess it and to be able to say, no, I did this for a reason. This is the reason. This is why. I'm going to trust that I did the right thing and then move on from there. So when you said as well, everything back then was easier, that's another reason why I kind of get this feeling that trusting yourself and trusting your intuition is something that has maybe taken a hit or is a little bit rocky at the moment. And so there's a need to work on that side of things to really build that trust back up and to know that your intuition didn't lead you in the wrong direction. It wasn't there to make life harder. You know, things, like we said before, seemed easier because they were in your comfort zone, they were what you knew, but it wasn't necessarily a case of that space wasn't actually easier to live through because you have a reason why you let go of all those things, why you keep the distance from the people you keep the distance from. So it's not necessarily that all that stuff was easier. You had your reasons, and to trust in those reasons and to always tap back into those so that you can feel that confidence again in not just yourself, but also your intuition, and be able to continue to use that intuition to lead you forward into a space that you feel ready to be more sociable and to expand that social circle that you have so carefully curated for yourself. You don't want to taint it with anything. So there will be some hesitancy with that. And it's, like I said, just learning to trust yourself and trust the decisions that you're currently making for yourself. So that's it for this week's letter. Thank you again, Shanai, for your letter. I really loved going through all of that stuff with you. I hope it was helpful for you. If you are in a similar situation as Shanai and you're like, yes, this was very helpful, thank you for showing up for yourself mostly and making time to just listen and see what comes up for you. So that is it for this week's episode. Remember, if you want to send me your own letters for the listener letter segment of the podcast, you can do. And let me know what you think about this episode and whether you have any tips for Shanai. Maybe you have some advice for Shanai. You've been in the same place and you want to share some wisdom. You can feel free to do that. If you want to email me or you want to post it on social media, I can retweet, I can send it on to Shanai, and we can kind of get through this together. But yeah, that is it for this week. I will speak to you all very soon. Links to listener letter submissions will be down below if you want to send in your letter. Remember that you can also send in just general questions about tarot and how to use it and all of that jazz. So thank you, have a lovely week ahead, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye bye, guys. The Energetic Tarot Podcast is hosted by Kat Crawford of energetictarot.co.uk. To to explore more from Energetic Tarot and learn how to use your cards in a more practical and supportive way, head to the website and browse all of the workshops, digital workbooks, and guides. For inquiries about advertising on the podcast, submitting your letters for the listener letters segment, or submitting a question about tarot you'd like answered on the podcast, then you can email me at kat@energetictarot.co.uk.